Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Nazir, Perek Ches, Mishnah Alpha, Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'Zachar, Find Ruziva Gagon, Bekarav Mamesh. Now in these two Mishnahs, which is the entire Perek, we're going to be talking about a Nazir who became Tamei Misafek and what he has to do. So Mishnah tells us, Shnei Nazirim Sh'amar Lam Echad. We have two Nazirim that one person told them, Ra'isi Echad Mikem Shenitma. I saw that one of you became Tamei, the Einu Yodei Ezu Mikem. I don't know which one of you became Tamei. I was far away. I saw from a distance. I know for sure one of you became Tamei. I just don't know who it was. Now they have a problem. Since one of them is for sure Tamei, he has to go through the whole process of Tiglachas Toma, then afterwards continue his Nazirus to do Tiglachas Tahara, whereas the other one only has to do Tiglachas Tahara. So Mishnah tells us, at the end of their Nazirus, Megalchin, they shave, and Ravine Karban Toma, the Karban Tahara. They bring two Karbanas, a Karban Toma and Karban Tahara. Va'aymer, and he says as follows, Imani hua Tamei, if I'm the Tamei one, Karban Toma shaliv, a Karban Tahara shalach. The Karban Toma is mine, and the Karban Tahara is yours. V'mani hua Tahar, if I'm the Tahar one, so Karban Tahara shali, the Karban Toma Shalach. The Karban Tahara is mine, and the Karban Toma is yours. So far, so good. Moving on to the next stage, V'sayfrim Shleishim Yoim, both of these fellows have to count another 30 days of Naziros, Umevin Karban Tahara, and they bring only one Karban, a Karban Tahara. V'aymer, and he says as follows, Imani Hua Tamei, if I was the Tamei one 30 days ago, so Karban Toma Shali, the Karban Toma that we brought 30 days ago was really mine, the Karban Tahara Shalach, and the Karban Tahara brought then was yours, and V'zeh Karban Tahara Si, this is my Karban Tahara, and you, second fellow, will call him Shimon, you're really not a Nazir at all because you were Tahar back then. The Imani Hua Tahar, if I, Ruvain, 30 days ago was the Tahar one, so Karban Tahara Shali, 30 days ago that Karban Tahara that we brought was mine, the Karban Toma Shalach, and the Karban Toma that we brought was really yours, Shimon, the Zeh Karban Tahara Sach, and this is your Karban Tahara that you have to bring right now, and I'm not really a Nazir. But now things get a little complicated. Mesa Echad Mehen. Let's say one of these Nazirim died. We'll say that Shimon died and only Ruvain is left. What are we supposed to do? Ruvain right now is Safek Tamei Safek Tahar, and he doesn't have anybody else that he could bring his Karbanis with in order to say, if I'm Tahar, this is mine, and you're the Tamei one, or if I'm Tamei, this is mine, and you're the Tahar one, like we just said. So I'm Rabbi Yeshua, here's Rabbi Yeshua's suggestion. Yivakesh Echad Min HaShuk Shidar Kenegda Benazir. Ruvain should go find someone random in the marketplace, we'll call him Beryl, and ask him to take upon himself to be a Nazir. Va'aymer, and he tells Beryl as follows. Im Tamei Hayisi, if I was the Tamei one, Hariyata Nazir Miyad. So then you have to be a Nazir right away. Vim Tahar Hayisi, but if I was really Tahar, Hariyata Nazir Achar Shleishim Yoim. So then you're really only a Nazir after 30 days. Vesayfrim Shleishim Yoim. They count 30 days. Umivin Karban Toma Vakarban Tahara, and they bring Karban Toma and Karban Tahara. Va'aymer, and Ruvain says as follows. Imani Hua Tamei, if I was the Tamei one, Karban Toma Shali, the Karban Toma is mine, Vakarban Tahara Shalach, and the Karban Tahara is yours, Beryl. Vimani Hua Tahar, if I was really the Tahar one, Shin Shimon, who had already passed away, he was the Tamei one, so Karban Tahara Shali, the Karban Tahara is mine, the Karban Toma Besafik, and the Karban Toma that we're bringing right now is only because of the Safik, we weren't so sure who's Tamei. Aside from Shleishim Yoim, they count another 30 days, Umivin Karban Tahara, and then they bring only a Karban Tahara, Va'aymer and Ruvain says as follows, Imani Hua Tamei, if I was really the Tamei one 30 days ago, Karban Toma Shali, so that Karban Toma that we brought 30 days ago was mine, the Karban Tahara Shalach, and the Karban Tahara that we brought then was yours, Vizek Karban Tahara Si, this is my Karban Tahara, says Ruvain, Vimani Hua Tahar, but if I was the Tahar one 30 days ago, Karban Tahara Shali, that means 30 days ago the carbon that was brought was really mine, the Karban Toma Besafek, and that Karban Toma that was brought was just brought because of the Safek, Vizehu Karban Tahara Sach, and this one that we're bringing right now is your Karban Tahara, Mr. Beryl. Over Amalei Ben Zayma told Rabbi Yeshua, Umisha Me'alai Shidar Kenegda Benazir, who's going to listen to this suggestion and take upon himself to be a Nazir Kenegdai to help him out? It doesn't make sense, because it turns out that this Beryl guy is going to have to be a Nazir for 60 days, and why would anybody agree to do that? Therefore, Ben Zayma has a different suggestion where Ruvain can take away the suffix from himself all on his own without needing anybody else's help. Ella, what does he do, says Ben Zayma? Maybe chata sa'if oilas behema. He brings a chata sa'if, which is something that he would bring if he was Tamei, and a oilas behema, which is a carbon he would bring if he was Tahar. Va'imrani says as follows, Im Tamei ha'yisi, if I was really the Tamei one, a chatas mechaivasi v'ha'oilin adava. The carbon chatas I'm bringing right now, that's part of my chayv that I have to bring if I'm Tamei. And the oil that I'm bringing right now is just an adava, it's just a donation to the Beis HaMikdash. Tahar Hayisi, if I was really the Tahar one, Ha'il Mechavasi, the carbon oil I'm bringing right now, is one of the carbonis I have to bring for Tiglachas Tahara, V'achatas B'Safek, and the Chatas I'm bringing right now is because of the Safek, maybe I'm Tamei, maybe not. V'Sefer Shleishim Yoim, he counts another 30 days of Nazirus, maybe carbon Tahara, and then he just brings all the carbonis that he does because he's Tahar, V'Amrani says as follows, Im Tamei Hayisi, if 30 days ago I was Tamei, Ha'il Rishayna Nadava V'Zuchayva, the original oil that I brought, that was just a Nadava, and this is my oil Avas Chayva. V'im Taro Yisi. But if 30 days ago I was really Tahar, Ha'ayla Rishayna Chayva V'zunidava. The original Ayla that I brought, that was really my Chayv because I was a Nazir Tahar, and this one I'm bringing right now, that's just a Nidava. V'zeh, Shar Karbani, and here are my other two Karbanis that I'm bringing to be Mashlim, because remember, Nazir has to bring three Karbanis. And so here he has the other two Karbanis. Now Rabbi Shua told Ben Zayma, Nimtza Zeh Mevi Karbanis L'chatzayim. It turns out this person's bringing his Karbanis, L'chatzayim means he's bringing them piecemeal. They're not all being brought together, because if it turns out that he really was a Nazir Tahar, then 30 days ago, that oil that he brought was his Karban oil that he has to bring, and now, 30 days later, he's bringing his Chatas and Shlamim, and he's not bringing all the Karbanis together, and that's a problem. Now, even though Rabbi Shua is asking a good question, Aval Haidalei Chacham Ben Zayma, the Chacham agreed to Ben Zayma's suggestion, and do not go with Rabbi Yeshua's. And moving on to Mishnah Beis, Nazir Shaya Tamei B'Safek U'Machlot B'Safek. We have a Nazir who became Tamei B'Safek, meaning he's Tamei Meis B'Safek, maybe yes, maybe no, and he also became Machlot, which means he's a Mitzayra B'Safek, we're not so sure. Maybe he's a Mitzayra, maybe not. Now we're going to read the rest of the Mishnah, and then explain it all outside, because it's fairly complicated. So the Mishnah tells us, what does he do? Eichel B'Kachim Achar Shishim Yom. He's allowed to eat Kachim after 60 days, which basically means that he's only become totally free from his din of being a Mitzayra after 60 days. We know that a Mitzayra is not allowed to eat Kachim, so by saying that he's allowed to eat Kachim after 60 days, that's telling us that he's completely free from his Safek Mitzayra after 60 days. And V'Shoyse Yayin Tam L'Meisim Achar Me'ev Esrim Yom. He could drink wine and become Tamei Meis after 120 days, which means after another 60 days, which is a total of 120, he now has completed his Naziros B'Tahara, and he's not a Nazir anymore, so he could drink wine and become Tamei Meis. Now, why is it there's a difference between a Safek Mitzayra and a Safek Nazir? Sh'Tiglachas HaNega Doicha Tiglachas HaNazir B'Zman Shivadai. The shaving he does for Nega pushes away the Isser of shaving during Naziros when it's Vadai, when he's 100% Mitzayra, Afol B'Zman Shi Safek Eino Doicha, but when it's a Safek, it's not Doicha. So let's try to understand what the Mishnah is telling us. We know that during a Mitzayra's Tahara process, he needs to shave twice, 7 days in between. He shaves once on day one, and then 7 days later, he shaves again. Now, the reason why Mishnah is somewhat complicated is because we're dealing with a case where he's Safek Tamei Meis and a Safek Mitzayra. If he was Tamei Vadai and Mitzayra Vadai, it'd be simple. He would first go through the Tahara process for Mitzayra, and he would shave at the end of that process. And again, even though we know a Nazir is not allowed to shave, since he has a mitzvah to do so, because he's a Mitzayra, so he's allowed to over here. And then after he finishes his Tahara process for Mitzayra, he goes through the Tahara process from Tumas Meis for his Naziros, which we know is called Tiglachas Toma. And finally, after completing his Naziros B'Tahara, he would bring all the necessary karbanos called Tiglachas Tahara. However, as we said, it becomes a problem since he's only a Safek Mitzayra. And now, since he's only a Safek, and he doesn't have a mitzvah or chiyuv min ha'Torah to shave, so therefore he cannot do so until he finishes his Naziros. And therefore he has to do as follows, which is what our Mishnah is telling us. He waits 30 days and then shaves. And m'man afshach, he's allowed to do the shaving. If as a Nazir, he never became Tamei Meis, so this is his Tiglachas Tahara for his Naziros. If he did become Tamei Meis, so then this is his Tiglachas Toma. And if he was a Mitzayra Bevadai, so then this is the first of his two shavings. Then he counts another 30 days of Naziros, and he shaves again. And Maman of Shach, he's allowed to do this shaving as well. Because maybe he was Tamei Meis 30 days ago, and now he's at the end of his real Naziros, and he has to shave then. And if he wasn't Tamei 30 days ago, that means right now, he's not a Nazir at all, and this is just a regular haircut. And if he was a Mitzayra 30 days ago, so then this is his second shaving. And after this Tiglachas, he's definitely clear from being a Mitzayra, so he's allowed to eat Kachim, and that's what our Mishnah had said, that after 60 days, we had just went through the first 60 days, he's allowed to eat Kachim. However, there still is a possibility that he was Tamei Meis and a Mitzayra, which means that everything he did up until now was just for his Saras, but now he needs to fix up his Tumas Meis. So he goes through this entire process again. He counts 30 days, does Tiglachas Tuma, and then another 30 days, and he does Tiglachas Tahara, and that's what Mishnah is telling us, that after 120 days, he's allowed to drink wine and become Tamei Meis, because it's only after 120 days, the first set of 60, and then the next set of 60, as he completely free from his Saras and from his Naziros, and only then he's allowed to drink wine and become Tamei Meis. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.